really desiring labourers, then we got to be focused. If we're really desiring to see great things happen, then we got to make a decision that we're living unto God. It all starts with a decision that I'm going to live unto God. There's no big deal about it. It's a commitment between you and the Heavenly Father. No one can tell you what to do. Like, you know, they can just encourage you and exhort you. And as you desire and come, then the words from God will be there to give you that boost, that energy that you need. So, like, I mean, really, it blessed me because, you know, all of us are wonderful because we got Christ in us. We're a new creation in Christ. It's just breaking that old man nature pattern, putting to bed the old man. But it starts with a decision. Everything starts with a decision. If you want to see the great things happen, you've got to make a committed decision to God, not to man, but to the Heavenly Father. Then you ask God, where do I connect? Where do you want me to be fed from? And when we go to God, He will work with us and then start to show us where we connect to be fed. Now, God feeds us. Like in the world, you hear about mentors, coaches, encouragers. Well, God's got them. And they're called ministers. And He works in wonderful ministers to give that coaching, that mentoring, that encouragement. And really, it's about your mindset. You know, where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. And God's vision comes through those ministers that are being led by God, that are walking by the Spirit, that have made their commitment to live unto God. Like I made my commitment to live unto God. Not unto man, not unto the world, but to do the will of the Father from the heart according to my understanding and what I know and as God leads and shows me. And so for things to really take shape, for me, it started with, where do you want me to connect, God? And so God showed me where to connect. And so I reconnected to the place that I disconnected from. And the minister that encourages me, those sound words, the reason why it disconnects him from the first place was all these other voices. Oh no, you've got to rightly divide this. You've got to go through the scripture. You've got to look at the Hebrew and Greek. Well, we do those things. But if we're really going to be effective for the Most High God, the one true God, is to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, that doesn't mean you don't go to the scriptures or work them as God is leading you. But everything comes from the Father. He'll direct you what to read. He'll direct you what to look at and what to study. And really, when we move with God, we just allow Him to give us the words. I haven't pre-planned now what I'm saying, but I'm dependent upon the Father to give to me, to give to you, because He knows what you need. And this week has been a great theme for me, which is I've spoken to many different people, and the thing that keeps reoccurring to me is that people just need to be encouraged. If you really want to move forward, you know, you may have been in the Word for many years, you may have been around wonderful ministers, believers, but things on a godly plane, it's not really taken off how you really would want it to be. You can have dreams and goals, but if you've got no goals and you've got a dream, all it is a dream. It's not going to become a reality for you. So once you've got the dream and God gives you that dream, that desire, then, you know, make some goals with God, and God will show you what to do, and then you can aim towards something. You know, God wants us to, you know, aim towards the target, which is the prize of the calling of high God in Christ Jesus, to walk and live like Him. You know, the scriptures say, as He is, Jesus is, right now, at the right hand of the Father, so are we in this world. You know, we are righteous. In fact, the glory of God shines through you because you've got God in Christ in you. Even angels look at you and think, wow, look at the power that God has given to these guys. You've got to see yourself. You know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I say it every week because God just puts that in my heart. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as an insignificant person compared to another believer or minister? Because if you see yourself that way, that's the way you'll stay. God wants each of us to rise up. Each and every one of us has got God in Christ in you. And God is working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And it's just making a decision to take a stand for the one true God. And Father, I'm going to live unto you. Now you give me your before ordained works to walk in. And also show me where I need to connect. Where is it that you want me to be fed? When you're serious about it, when you're serious that you want to see the things that God has before ordained for you, and then you go to your Heavenly Father with that heart. Father, you show me. I don't want to learn from man, in the sense that I want to be directed by you, and you will connect me to the right place, to the right people, where I will become fruitful. And God wants us to be fruitful, but he also wants us to prove him. Like in Malachi, you know, God says, prove me now herewith, why not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing if you honor me, right? That's what he said, so to say. Like, you know, if you give me your tithes. It's the same thing with everything. God wants you to prove him. And so when we get committed and we decide, okay, I'm going to follow the encouragement I'm given, the encouragement that God has given me through that minister, whoever it may be, she may be, he may be, I'm going to connect and I'm going to follow. I'm going to do. I'm going to put this to work. And the only way you'll prove what I'm saying from the scriptures and what God's given me by the Spirit is to do it. You'll never prove otherwise. You'll get some glimpses that the word is right and it works, you know, but is it working for you? God wants you to put him to work. And so what's been coming up is about making a decision to live unto God. Like, really get focused with the Father. Don't look at personalities. Like, it's so easy to get caught up in personalities. Or, that guy is such a great believer, and that woman, she's really hot. So are you. God is not a respecter of persons, guys. And he really wants you to go to him with all your heart. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to be daily encouraged and inspired. And so I was sharing with a few people today, this week. They asked me, what a change for me, you know, and why are things going so good for me? And it's because, number one, when I decided to reconnect to the minister that was encouraging me, that took some great courage to do, and I'd done that with God, because God was showing me, God confirmed it. And then I decided, okay, God, you want me to connect there, I'm going to do everything that I'm encouraged. I'm going to do everything. Don't forget, I got Holy Spirit. I can discern between right and wrong, good and evil, wrong doctrine, sound doctrine also. So there's no need for me to be afraid about anything. So, but I said, Father, I'll follow everything to the T. Not out of law, but because I want to see the things work. Actually, I want what this guy's got. This guy's got great fruit. This guy's got signs, miracles and wonders following him. This guy's encouraging millions, no, thousands, and into the millions. The word is moving rapidly where he is, and there's a consistency. In fact, it isn't decreasing. Since I knew this guy from 2005, it continues to increase in quality and quantity. So we either going to go with the norm, the mainstream Christianity, the mainstream of how we've been taught previously, or we're really going to tap into God. And when you do that, you'll have the critics come, you'll have the people pointing the fingers. But see, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, and he wants us to be bold. So you're going to have to make a stand. You're going to have to make some choices. If, you know, if you really want to see great things, you're going to have to make some tough decisions. And it's not about making friends with anyone else. It's about doing God's work. It's about doing the will of God from the heart, and that we're to be God pleasers, not man pleasers. So when I made that decision, I was criticized by many people, but I still knew that God directed me. Because it was a step by step that God took me. He worked with my faith and he built me. And then, the first place that God showed me about abundant sharing, that Luke 16, about he that is faithful and least, you go and read the record yourself. And it was in the context of finances. But God showed me that what my minister had taught me previously was right on. That he wasn't in it for the money, because he kept mentioning about honouring God. And I used to think, well, he must be in it for the money. Like, he's always gone on about it. And then I'm thinking, and if I'm saying it, then people must be thinking that about me. Can you see how it goes? The enemy was really tricking me. And not only me, but many other people too. But I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about me, my walk, and how I can have an effect, right? So I said, God, I said to you, I made a commitment to God. I'm going to do everything that this minister tells me, because you showed me to connect to him. So I started to honour God with my substance, and being very detailed with it. You know, before that, God was teaching me about stewardship, so that it just built my confidence. God was working with my faith to start practicing. So I started to honour God, and my gosh, I have not looked back. because I'm doing it with heart, I'm doing it with faith, there's no negative mindset there. I'm sowing where God wants me to sow, but I'm also abounding too. And it comes from wherever it comes from. God just touches people's hearts and it comes, you know. I said to God, there's a certain amount I want to at least be honouring you. So I set a target. So that was a goal. I should at least be honouring you this amount. This is personally, I'm not telling you to do, this is what God was working in my heart to do. I'm not far off that amount now, over a year. And it was, I was inspired through what Sangeet actually shared with me, a couple of testimonies, which I'll share with you. And I'm sharing this to help you with your faith in this area also. This is the reason why I'm sharing it, and God's working obviously in my heart to share it, was that he told me there was a guy in India, and this guy in India was in the very poor part of India, and his monthly income was $5. $5! Can you imagine that? You know, $5 for a month, not for a week, a month. So anyway, this guy come into the truth, and he was born again, and they teach them to, you know, lead them into speaking in tongues and to speak by the Spirit and to honor God. The three basic things they teach them straight away. So basically, this guy, within a year, he started to honor God from his $5 he was getting every month. And by the end of the year, he was honoring God with $1,000. And I'm thinking, all right, this guy in India can honor God that way. I want to do that. I want to do that. I'm setting me a goal. And since I've been doing it from my heart, now, where I give, I'm not giving, it's going to a person, but I'm not giving it to the person. I'm honouring God. It's my honouring God. And people think that, when they give to ministers, some people think that they can start having a say in what's going on. But it's not like that, because you can't buy a minister, right? A true minister of God, you cannot buy him, whether you give to him or not. You cannot buy him. Because they understand that when you honour God, you're giving it to God. It's your honouring God. Can you see? So, but since I've been doing that, then my amount I give has gotten to the goal that I set, even within a year. And I'm just so blessed because I'm proving God in that area. It's not that I give the same amount all the time, because I want to give more. I want to be blessed to be a blessing. It's not about the amount, but is about seed to sow. God gives you seed to sow, and he increases the fruits of your righteousness, not just your finances. Everything that you do is blessed of God. You know, he'll even protect your accounts so they don't even deplenish, but he keeps them replenished. And if you're a good steward too, you've got to be a good steward of the finances. But that's just the starting point, because we're stewards of the mystery too. We're stewards of our life and of our walk and the things that we got in our life. So these things I'm giving to you, these are practical things that you can do. It starts there. It literally does start there. And you can ask God for the understanding of that if you don't see it. So there's many things that I also said to God with my commitment was, if there's something I don't understand, I'm still going to do it anyway. And then you're going to have to give me the understanding. And do you know what? God does that. Can you see? That's what faith is. Okay, for I don't understand everything, but I believe the words that are being spoken, and it reminds me of Thessalonians 2:13, that when they received the words from Paul and the other ministers, Silas and Timothy, they didn't receive their words as Paul's words or Timothy's words or Silas' words, but they received it as the word of God, right? It's just really very simple, and when you see people abounding and increasing, it's just a great joy and pleasure, and then it gets you focused because you see that God really is at work, and that it's not about your education, how much you know of the scriptures, how many people you've been around all the years. It's really about that relationship with God, and that you let God give you the works to do. We don't have to try and find something to do to work for God. You're at peace. And then here bring people, like yesterday, for instance, I was going to have a relaxed day. I'd done what I'd done in the morning. I said, okay, Father, that's it. That's the work you've given for me today. Now I'm going to play some Red Alert 2 on the computer. But God still had some work for me to do. I started to play it, and bang, the phone rung. And I'm on the phone for 3 hours with another wonderful believer that I haven't heard from for ages. And he was just sharing how, you know, we got blessed with the teachings we're doing, and he can see God's blessing because we're following, and, you know, sound doctrine, sound encouragement. And it's just been like that all week. People are getting blessed. People are getting blessed by the words we're speaking, because we're not speaking my knowledge of the scriptures, my wonderful wisdom. But we want that wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ flowing through us. That we're speaking from the right hand of the Father into people's hearts, into people's lives, ministering people, inspiring faith, getting people to rise up, you know, and desire your own field. Like, bring, it starts with a decision. God will give you a desire. He'll put a desire in your heart, right? And then you just got to make a decision to move ahead with the desire. Yeah, like Amy, you've done all your studying. You had to make a decision at your time of life. It was a big thing that you've done. It was a big, bold step to start studying again. But the desire was there, but you had to make the decision to do it. And that's where the challenge is. And then when you make that decision, then you get all sorts of challenges there. But when you're looking to God and you're at peace, then those things are moved out of your way, because the Father does the work. See, it's the Father that does the work. It's not us. Like Moses, when he was moving through the desert, you know, to the sea, Red Sea. Did Moses part the sea? He didn't do it, did he? God done the parting. You know, so it's God's power. God does the work. And so that's the grace, when God does the work for us. And God wants us to cease from our own works and effort, trying to make something happen, trying to get people to come to the fellowships. No, we pray for the laborers. Put God to work. And so, and then Becky was sharing about the mindset. And it starts with our confession. You know, what we're speaking is so very... If you want to change your life, change your confession. Change the way that you're speaking about your situations. You know, because the old man is quite sly in trying to raise up and getting you to confess negatives. Yeah, he wants you to speak the things of this world. What you're seeing, feeling, you know, what you're experiencing. He wants you to confess that. Well, you don't understand, Lawrence. I've actually gone through this. I've actually felt this. I've actually experienced it. But does it stand up to what God says? And so what we say about our situation, no, we're speaking from the right hand of the Father, and we say what God says. God is so blessed. When we say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, God is so blessed. When we say, I am righteous, I'm justified, I'm sanctified, I'm an heir of God, God is blessed, because we're in agreement with the Father. When we talk contrary, we're literally saying, God, well, you're not true. You know, you're a liar, really, you know, because this is how I feel. We're working from the new man mindset, the new man mind, the old man mindset, that old paradigm we got to break. And we do that by changing our confession, setting our thoughts on things above, and then practicing the doctrine. What you're learning now, what you understand of what I'm saying now, if you put it to practice with a committed decision, you will see God go to work in such a very quick way. In a very quick way. I'm so blessed, man. I can't tell you how much blessed I am. You know, and God is so faithful. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he not said it? And shall he not make it good? And this word from God, you know, that we speak, it's going to cause things to grow. It's going to cause people to flourish, hearts to be delivered, minds set free. Like just those few words I spoke to Becky when we were talking, it done a change around. I didn't, all I just spoke forth. But obviously that word was working in her heart and mind. And it was a challenge for her, but she took the challenge on and she moved with God. She just made the decision. See, now the things that she's blessed, like, because she's made a decision. But now it's just a committed decision that no matter what comes against you, that you're going to stay solid as a rock. You're going to set your face like a flint. So God wants you to be greatly, greatly encouraged. He wants you to be focused. He wants you to be connected where you're getting great encouragement. God will show you where to connect, and just do that. And then make the next decision to decide, like I did, okay, I'm connecting here, God, and I'm going to do everything I'm told. Unto you. I'm doing it unto you. I'm going to receive what's being said, and I'm going to put it to work. And when I decided to do that, many doors have opened. My heart's changed. My mindset has changed. I'm seeing that I don't have to be so active, but only active as God is showing me to be active. I don't have to chase anyone, whereas before I was always told, you've got to ring people up, you've got to make sure they're all right, you've got to show them that you care. No one ever done that for me, actually. I always had to pursue after the truth, pursue after my healing, pursue after my answers, to pursue after my deliverance. I done it because I wanted to know. See, no one ever chased me. In fact, I can, when I look back, I think when I didn't bother going, I never got a phone call from anyone. No one ever come and see me, but it didn't stop me from doing. It didn't stop me from pursuing. And so, like, if you really want to know, you don't need a phone call. You need to go to God. Jeremiah 3:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which you know if not. Because it's your desire. Like, people think, well, Lawrence don't really care because he hasn't called me this week and he hasn't sent me a message. And, you know, really, like, if he's a man of God, he really should be, like, chasing after me and seeing that I'm okay. Chapter and verse. No, it's not that way, guys. Like, God's ways are not our ways. His faults are not our faults. But he responds to your desire. He sees your need. He sees the errors of your need. And he's saying, now come to me. And I will show you those great and mighty things which you know not. I'm the fountain of living water. I'm your source of supply. All the provision will come from me to you. But there's something for you to do. And so I was sharing this week with a couple of people that God has given us that power to get wealth. And that is sowing the seed, right? While the earth remains seed time and harvest. And why would we want to be wealthy? It's so that we could be a blessing, right? That's my mindset. Not so that I can just go and get myself a nice Rolls Royce, you know, fly business class or first class. It's nice to fly that. But I pray to God and ask him to get somebody else to pay it for me. That's my prayer and desire, right? But the point is that if you want to do, like I said to someone today, you know, God wants us to have a good journey through life. He wants us to have an expected end. Well, how are you going to have an expected end if you're living a piss poor life? Because, you know, God doesn't want us to live that way. He wants us to be an example, guys. And we can be that example if we just follow what God shows and encourages. If we, you know, implement what's being said. I don't know how long all you guys have been in the Word, but if there's an area that you're not seeing, you've got to ask yourself, am I actually doing that? Am I actually following the encouragement? Whether you know the scriptures well or not, God wants you connected to someone, an overseer, a mentor. So to say, that's what the world would say today, a mentor and a coach. But really, it's like a minister, someone that's ministering to the needs of God's people. So when we decide to follow, and when we decide to get humble, and not think that we know, I mean, I could have thought to myself, I don't need to connect to so-and-so, you know, I can do it myself. You know, I've taken this class 16,000 times, and I've taken the intermediate class a million times, and I've done the advanced class, 50,000 times. You know, I got my research books and everything. I could have done that. You know, I've ministered to people. I've run fellowship since I was 20 years old. And I'm 53 now, 33 years. You know, why do I need to connect to someone? Because I do. And because God wants me to have the sound doctrine, which is going to give me what I need to do the work that he's called me to do. And then I'm in turn doing the same. You know, I'm given that same sound doctrine, the same encouragement that I'm getting. And so it's each after its own kind. What type of seed is being sown? If I'm sowing orange seed, we get an orange tree, right? I'm not going to get apple tree. So what type of seed is being sown into you? What type of seeds are you sowing? Will determine what type of results you're going to get. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share. And I don't usually share that earlier on, but that just comes to my heart to share with you guys.